One of the great epiphanies of my life happened 35 years ago in my neighborhood supermarket parking lot. I was plugging a coin into a shopping cart when it suddenly occurred to me what a dope I was, what a stupid fucking fool I was. Here I was putting my quarter into this shopping cart for the privilege of spending money in a store I came to every week but actually hated. It's a sterile chain store that rarely offers any locally grown produce and always makes me wait in line to pay. And when I'm done shopping, I have to take this fucking cart back to the exact spot that their efficiency experts have decreed. I have to slide it back in with all the other carts, rehook it, and press a button to get my damn quarter back. What the fuck? A little internal fuse blew. I stopped moving. I remember I glanced around to make sure no one was watching. And then I reached for that big bent coin that I've been carrying around in my pocket for a long time. And I rammed it as hard as I could into the coin slot. And then with my lucky Buddha charm on my keyring, I banged that coin in tight until it jammed. Totally, completely jammed in tight. I didn't stop to analyze whether this was ethical or not, or right or not. I just let my anger flow. And then I walked away from the supermarket and headed for that little fruit and vegetables store down the road. And you know, I felt more alive than I had in months. And then much later, thinking about it, I realized that I had stumbled onto one of the great secrets of modern urban existence. You have to honor your instincts. You have to let your anger out. When your anger wells up suddenly from deep inside your guts, don't suppress it. Learn how to use it, channel it, trust it, use it. Don't be so unthinkingly civil all the time. Don't let small injustices pass by. When the system is grinding you down, fucking you around, then unplug the grinding wheel, fight back. Once you start thinking and acting this way, once you realize that consumer, corpo, capitalist system that we live in is by its very nature unethical, and therefore it's not unethical to fight back. Once you understand that civil disobedience has a long and honorable history, that goes all the way back to Gandhi and Thoreau and King. Once you start trusting yourself and relating to the world as an empowered human being instead of a hapless consumer drone, then something remarkable happens. Your cynicism suddenly dissolves. Your instincts sharpen. Direct action is a kind of a proclamation of personal independence. You act. You thrust yourself forward and you intervene. And then you hang loose and deal with whatever comes. In that moment of decision, in that leap into the unknown, you come to life. Your interior world is suddenly vivid. You're like a cat on the prowl, alive, alert, and still a little wild. We're raised to be polite and civil, but sometimes polite is exactly the wrong thing to be. Polite lets bullies off scot-free. Polite lets corporations walk all over us. Polite lets our leaders do nothing about climate change. Polite lets cancerous systems grow until there's no stopping them. And that's pretty much where we are now.